flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go down to the Big Easy. He's been on the scene for less than 24 hours, and Elliot's going to be all over it for the next week. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Quite a bit. Elliot, do you got any inside scoop to help Seltzer get Stallone on the show?
Well, look, I'll do anything I can to help James, and we'll see this week. I mean, there's going to be a lot of celebrities down here.
Yeah.
He might even be down here tonight in New Orleans. So if I see him, I won't tell you guys, but I'll tell James, so it sounds like he did it himself.
No, that's good. You're a good teammate, Elliot. All right, Elliot, speaking of the team, let's talk about the Eagles. But before we go nuts and bolts on the team, let's just start getting everybody listening aligned with the schedule. So the team got down there yesterday, media day is today. Walk us through, you know, as detailed as you want, today and sort of the next couple days. What's up ahead?
Yeah, so today is kind of, I would say today is the madness part of Super Bowl week. I mean, to an extent, every day will be much different. There'll be so much more media than they're normally talking to. But tonight is media night. They'll be talking to media from 7, 8 p.m. this time. So I guess it'd be 8 to 9. Your time. And that'll be the craziest. That'll be the craziness. That'll be, you know, they're all walking around. They're all available. All the media that's come here is going to be there. So they'll answer tons and tons of questions tonight. And then after that, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll hear from the team. They'll all have to talk. It's a big, you know, you think of the Alshon Jeffrey video from 2017 where he's sitting at that table.
Yep.
That's basically what the next 3 days are. They have to sit at a table. They all have to be available. But then, yeah, which I'm sure they're all thrilled about. And then come Friday, though, it's over. Like Friday, I would say, is when it all kind of shuts down. So these next 4 days will be the crazy part of their week. And then they get the 2 days to, you know, prepare and relax, I guess, for the game.
Do they practice tomorrow? Normally they're off on a Tuesday. I don't know what the rules are. Is tomorrow an on day, an off day? What is it?
So I believe they're doing the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday normal schedule, right? So yeah, I don't think they'll practice tomorrow, but no, I think they're going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Good deal.
Elliot, when you watch these guys walk around, have you been able to see Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson with the team?
So I've not seen them. No, I've not seen them yet. But again, the nice part about the Super Bowl week is, like, during a normal week, like you saw this last week, guys can avoid the media. Like Cam and Landon haven't really talked since the championship game. Definitely last week they didn't talk. But tonight they will be there and they'll have to talk. So I think tonight will be a good night to get updates on those guys, how they're feeling. You know, they weren't even on the injury report last week. Last week they had to put out like a kind of mock injury report game thing, and they weren't even listed as like questionable or anything. So You know, I definitely think it's something to monitor considering their importance, but I think the expectation at this point is they are going to play.
Wow. So do we have players who might not?
No, I think everyone's going to play. I mean, even Brandon Graham is not official yet. He hasn't been added from IR to the 53-man roster. But at this point, it looks like every, you know, player of significance will be dressed and available for the Super Bowl.
It's tremendous. Really is.
When 2022, we're like, this will never happen again. It's crazy.
Well, to be fair, N'Kobe's out, and Elliott's not
That's
referencing
true.
That.
N'Kobe's, yep, you're right. Yeah. That's one.
You know, just for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. 21 out of 22.
Yeah. Hey, Elliot, all right, a few different ways to go here. Let's get back to tonight and media night. Carson Wentz.
Yes.
How much do you – look, it's such a small storyline in the grand scheme of things here. It's almost like when the Eagles played Andy 2 years ago and it was a much smaller storyline than I would have envisioned because the Eagles about to play in a Super Bowl is just such a bigger deal than any one person on the other side. But, like, it is fascinating. Carson Wentz could get into this game. He is the backup quarterback. What do you think he will say – because he will be asked by a lot of people. What do you think he'll say about the way it ended here?
I guess my guess is he will say nothing but nice things. I would be very surprised if tonight Carson said anything other than, you know, let me just say what they want to hear so I can move on from this. But you're right. Like, he will be asked tonight. And I think tonight is kind of the first time he's really had to address it.
Yeah.
I know he was on Washington, but when, you know, you're the starting quarterback for another team, it's just not the same. But when the Chiefs take the you know, in the Superdome tonight, they all come out. Like, from a Philly perspective, Carson is the number one story. So I would imagine there will be a lot of media surrounding him from Philly. I know Philly's well represented, of course, here from a media perspective. So this is Carson's first chance to really talk about it. And my guess is he'll say he loved his time here. It ended the way it ended. You know, but I'm interested to see, like, how does he remember the Super Bowl in 2017? Like, those type of things. So, you're right. As much as the Eagles are the bigger story, they're in the Super Bowl, of course. Like, they are a snap away.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From facing their last franchise quarterback who had, you know, one of the more tumultuous times here with the team. So it's definitely a really fascinating angle to this game.
Elliot, Andy Reid versus Vic Fangio, who has the X's and O's advantage?
I think it's Andy Reid. I don't think there's any defensive coordinator in the league besides maybe the coordinator on Andy Reid's staff where you could say they would have the advantage. I mean, Andy has been here a ton of times before. He's won this game a bunch of times. We even saw in 2022 when Andy went up against the great Eagles defense, what he did in the second half there. So I think it has to be Andy in that matchup.
Steve Spagnuolo versus Kellen Moore. Who has the X's and O's advantage?
Well, I would add Jalen in there too, because a lot of what will happen, you know, pre-snap will be on Jalen. He changes the play quite a bit. He'll be the one having to look out for the blitzes, where they're coming. And look, it has to be Spagnuolo as well. I mean, in the Super Bowl in 2022, and this is what makes Spagnuolo so great, the 3rd and 3 play, and I think it was the 4th quarter, he brings a blitz. It completely catches the Eagles off guard. They have to punt, and obviously we all remember how that went. So, you know, the Eagles are much, much better against the blitz this year. I think Jalen is a better quarterback now than he was in 2022, so that helps. But ultimately, Spagnuolo is really good at unscouted looks that you haven't seen before and bringing them at a critical point. So, you know, we talked all offseason and the beginning of this season about the importance of blitz pickup and how, you know, they struggle with it last year. Well, this is like the ultimate test, like the last level of a, you know, in a video game, like the ultimate boss. Like, Spagnuolo is really, really good at it. So I would give him the edge, but the Eagles are better prepared, I think, than they were in 2020.
All right, Elliot, I'm going to give you an unscouted look because it hasn't happened while he's been here. And I thought about it the other day, and I thought, man, look, last time Eagles in the Super Bowl, they pulled out an all-time trick play, and it worked. And well, not the last time. Last time they won it. I'm telling you, Elliot, no one's prepared for it. A Saquon Barkley pass. The Chiefs are going to be so freaking geared to stopping him on the ground. Could you imagine? Like, I remember one year, Buddy used to pull it out with Keith Byers. You know, it'd be a pitch. It's not a handoff. It's a pitch.
And Keith Byers 1 year was 4 for 4 for 4 touchdowns. I'm not making this up. If you're too young.
He was so great.
He was
too,
4 for 4 with 4 touchdowns. And let him go left-handed.
That's the thing.
Right.
Like, it was no one was expecting it because it was going the wrong way on top of the fact that it was an unlikely play to start.
Elliot, I almost don't want to talk too much about it because I don't want the Chiefs to, you know, hear this, but I'm just saying, like, if it's a pitch right to Saquon and AJ or Devontae just slips out there, fakes a block and slips out, just telling you, man, it's a touchdown.
You're telling me I shouldn't ask Sirianni about
don't
it
ask.
In front of the whole
don't
world.
Ask. Okay, no, don't ask that. Let me ask you this, Elliot. Since we last had you on the show, the news broke over the weekend. This actually moves to next year, but Australia next year.
Yeah.
Irritating, good. How do you envision the Eagles again getting assigned to an international game? We know all teams will get it more frequently moving forward, but 2 years in a row seems a bit excessive. Eagles to Australia next year, what do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, this is what it is when you're America's team. When the NFL wants to put you in the front of everything. And that really stands out here again at the Super Bowl. Like, I've seen way more Eagle signs than I've seen Chiefs signs. Like, the Eagles are a premier franchise in the NFL. And you saw that with Brazil, and then you're seeing it again with Australia. So,
Look, sometimes I think I'm biased and I see the Eagles stuff because my eyes just naturally attracted to it. The Chiefs are the world champs, but you're saying that the Eagles have way more stuff advertising their presence there?
That's what I've seen so far. Now, maybe it's because there's way more Eagles fans, and you're right. Maybe it's catching my eye more, but it just feels like since the second I stepped into New Orleans, the Eagles have been the bigger presence.
What's
here,
the percentage, Elliot? What's the percentage breakdown?
So I was walking around pretty much all day yesterday into the night, and I saw one Chiefs shirt, and that was it. Outside of that, it was all Eagles stuff, I would say.
Wow. So you just roam all day? You just roam around New Orleans all day long, looking around, surveying the lay of the land?
And unfortunately, into the night, too. So this hour difference, you know, is hurting
right now. All right, Elliot, final question. Did you go topless for some beats?
Hey, now.
I have been working out, so maybe later in the week, but no, I got to get a few more put in. Wow.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours, one of those things out there in Bourbon Street.
There you go. I'll bring some beats back for you, Joe.
Only dream. All right, Elliot, stay well, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow, man. Have fun.
Yep, sounds good.
Talk All right, Elliot, thanks, Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks.